From KRCB Public Radio, I'm Mark Prell with the California Update. California criminal justice experts are criticizing the state's realignment program to alleviate prison overcrowding, but they're offering suggestions as well. Max Pringle reports from Sacramento on Wednesday's panel at the Sacramento Press Club.
Lenore Anderson with Californians for Safety and Justice says any long-term solution must help offenders rehabilitate.
We really need to start investing in drug treatment and mental health treatment at the level that is commensurate with the problem that exists in our communities. At this point, we don't have commensurate investments.
Anderson also favors risk-based sentencing over mandatory minimum sentencing. Santa Barbara County Sheriff Bill Brown says realignment wasn't well thought out, because it was in response to a federal deadline to reduce overcrowding.
AB 109 is a good concept that was driven by the wrong reasons.
All the speakers emphasized the need to prioritize public safety in any prison population reduction plan. At the state capitol, I'm Max Pringle.
The 16-day federal government shutdown has caused a month-long delay in the release of California's Bay Delta Conservation Plan, known as the BDCP. It includes Governor Brown's twin tunnel project to carry water from the Delta to Central and Southern California. The plan was supposed to be released for public comment mid-November, but federal agencies need to review it first, and that's where it stalled. Nancy Vogel is with the Department of Water Resources. She says each month of delay costs the public water agencies paying for the project about $2.5 million.
The longer it takes to get the plan finalized and implemented, the more it costs them. So you could think of it as a loss in that way, and that the longer it takes, the more resources have to be spent on staff.
Vogel says the department is hoping the BDCP will now be released by mid-December. So far, public water agencies have spent $200 million over the last 7 years. That's the KRCB California Update. I'm Mark Prell.